Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, Florida Man who was, he struck a stop sign and he was arrested with vodka shoved down his pants in Lee County. So there was a report to the Lee County Sheriff's Office that a car was driving erratically and jumping curbs on Monday evening. Maximilian Behrendt was driving, 28, was driving a red Toyota Corolla when he illegally entered a community gate and began driving towards people. Witnesses contacted authorities to report it. And when the sheriff's office showed up, they were told that he drove on the sidewalk, even onto a golf course, all of it. And the crash led police, a reported crash led police to the driver. They saw that he had hit a stop sign. He just destroyed it, threw it across the street, actually. And he was, he was slumped over the driver's side of the vehicle, mumbling and smelled of alcohol. His eyes were watery and bloodshot. He couldn't or wouldn't step out of the vehicle. They had to unbuckle him themselves, the police did, and move his body weight to place him in handcuffs. And they found a bottle of Skol Premium vodka shoved down the front of his pants. So he was taken to Lee County Jail and he faces charges including DUI, property damage, leaving the scene of a crash, refusing to submit to a blood alcohol test, the whole nine yards. Also, I don't know what's going on here in Lee County, Cape Coral, Florida. Sometimes the situation never calls for a cold one, like when you're driving. So before midnight, just on the 8th, just the other day, Lee County Sheriff's drove, they approached Gleason Parkway and they saw a black Mercedes parked in the opposite lane, just parked there. No traffic was making it be parked there. It was just parked there by itself, sitting there, lights on. So deputies went up. They put their flashlights on. They tried to determine if the vehicle was abandoned. And that's when they found 4-year-old Michael Sarita sitting alone in the passenger seat, by himself in the passenger seat. Beer cans galore. And they said 24 packs of Michelob Ultra and Bud Light were torn into and drained. All the bottled casualties were visibly scattered at his feet. They tried to talk to him, but he was literally unable to speak because he was so drunk. So they had to get back up because they needed help because he was just, he couldn't even get up. And so while he was there in front of the deputies, according to the arrest report, he reached into the pile of fallen aluminum cans and pulled out a hidden treasure, an unopened beer. And then he popped it open right in front of the police and began drinking it. So they had to, he got mad when they tried to get his beer away from him. And then they had to physically restrain him until their support came. So he's got DUI charge and resisting an officer charge. That's just the brass on that dude. The KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. So first off, this is an interesting story. I hate the source because it's a stupid progressive source, and I'm not mentioning them because I can't stand them. So they have this story of this server at an Ohio restaurant who was forced to serve a dinner party that they claim was decked out. And this is, apparently it was in Daily Beast. Daily Beast reported it also, so I don't have to go by the original super lefty thing. It was a black server who was forced to wait on diners that they said were decked out in Confederate flag gear. And he said that they were casually tossing around racial slurs. That's what he told the Daily Beast on Monday. And it was in Ohio. The dude, Arthur Mandy, said he's torn over his job. He said it was at a Texas roadhouse, but he said that he was, he didn't want to serve those people. And there was a woman in the restaurant who said it was tense. And they apparently there's a video of it. There's like video of it uploaded. But I don't like to play TikTok stuff. So they said that the table never spoke to the server or gave him eye contact. And they said that they weren't even trying to be quiet. There was just a lot of racial slurs, and they had some stuff up on video on TikTok. And it is wild. And it's a Cincinnati area server, Cincinnati area, I guess, roadhouse, Texas roadhouse. Now here's the thing. The left, this is what we were trying to tell you, the stuff that would happen if you force people to bake the cake. Remember that whole thing? Oh, yeah. Bake the cake, bigot, bake the cake. Over these alphabet activists targeting bakeries and demanding that they do stuff. I don't think anybody should be forced to serve anyone. I don't think this guy, I mean, but that's what the left wanted. I don't think this guy should have to do that. Yeah, you're like, but Dana, that's his job. I don't think that as an establishment should. I think that they have the right of association or right of who they want to serve. I'm consistent in this. I don't think they should have had to. I don't think this guy should. I think that Texas Roadhouse would have been completely within their rights to say if they didn't want to, if this guy felt uncomfortable, get out. Private business. But the left wanted everybody to bake the cake. They insisted otherwise. No, no, no. And we warned you. We warned you. We said, look, you will have a situation where somebody is going to come up against somebody else. And this person's going to be ridiculous. And they're going to be, you know, I mean, bigot or whatever. And you're not going to want to be forced into service for this other person just because that the excuse of it being a business or commercial setting. You want to be able to control your right of association, your right of service, your labor is your labor. But that's not what the left wanted. That is not what the left wanted at all. They demanded that everybody, nope, you have to bake the cake. Everybody must be served. Okay, so now what do you say to this situation? For all the bake the cake people, what do you say to that situation? I mean, I don't think you should have to do it, but this is what we warn people about. You had this Indiana bar. They're still begging for customers. The Fairfax Bar and Grill in Bloomington, though, they're still begging people to come back. Earlier, they said any customer that wanted to speak out about the controversial partnership would be immediately asked to pay their bill and leave. Oh, but then nobody showed up. And so they said that. They said they'll be asked to pay and leave. And then now they walk back their comments. And they said that because there was some backlash. And they said, no, we just meant like if you can't play nice, get out of the sandbox. That goes to everyone. We're not going to censor anyone. But, you know, we require civility. Disagreement isn't incivility. I know that that's something that the left believes in, but it's not the same thing. Disagreement is not being uncivil. It's not incivility. So they are begging for people to come. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of what happens when you decide to mess around like this. What is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen? It's already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it will pass the drug trade. Because someone can sell a bag of cocaine one time, but they can sell a child 5 to 10 times per day. On July 4th, witness the gripping reality of true heroism in the film Sound of Freedom. From Angel Studios, the force behind His Only Son and The Chosen, comes an extraordinary true story of courage and redemption. Experience the spirit of hope and the power of human resilience. The goal is for 2 million people to get into theaters the week of July 4th and remember the 2 million children who are trafficked every year. Visit angel.com/freedom. That's angel.com/freedom. Buying tickets in advance sends an important message. To show your support, purchase tickets for yourself or pay it forward so they can pack theaters the week of July 4th. Visit angel.com/freedom.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this Says NBC New York, New Zealand police find over $150 million worth of meth hidden in Canadian maple syrup and canola oil. What are you Canadians up to? Authorities from Australia, Canada, and New Zealand said they worked together for more than 5 months to unravel the elaborate scheme, and it was worth billions of dollars. A drug syndicate, they try to smuggle all this meth from Canada. Wait, okay, I know that they have drugs there, but this is very uncharacteristic of Canadians. Just want to say, I thought you people were polite and pure and wholesome. They said the drugs, except for the ones that try to go after the truckers, not you. The drug syndicate that tried to smuggle tons of meth from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, hiding it and all this, they've been busted. They had to have three countries that worked together. They had 2,900 liters of liquid meth. I didn't even know you could liquefy it. I actually don't know what it is, but it's like substance. Liquid meth? Hey, shh. Southern Fried Punk Rock band name. Liquid meth. You would wear that shirt. You know you would. We have that. Okay. So they've been doing this for quite some time. Liquid meth. Okay. Also, this Newsweek has a story. Russian ships collide after the captain gets drunk. Two oil tankers collided in Russia's Irkutsk region Tuesday after a captain became intoxicated, said authorities, and caused a spillage of fuel into a local river. Igor Kobzev, the region's governor, introduced a state of emergency in the Kerensky district after the vessels collided. They don't know how much spilled, but they said that it could be. It's the world's 11th longest river, so it's pretty bad. And it was a bunch of LNG. The tanker Rudolf Samoilovich sailing under the flag of the Bahamas. And they said there's an oil slick resulting from that. And they said the captain was totally drunk. He was, and they did tests. They said he was totally drunk. He was just drunk. And they need a legal assessment. Boy, there's like so many jokes and stereotypes here. Oh, by the way, Meghan Markle, didn't she get an award from the Gracie people? Yeah, the Gracie, totally not a popularity contest or a political, you know, greasing of the palms entity at all. She got this big female broadcaster award. Well, Spotify canceled her podcast because it was a poorly unreceived second season. They said she wasn't doing enough work. So they said that they didn't produce enough content, her and that ginger, the suitcase girl and the ginger, to get their $20 million payout. And so she's canceled. I mean, yeah, she doesn't even understand what an archetype is. I mean, yeah, stick with us. We got more in store. One of the other big topics, I mentioned this a little earlier. I have not been in a Target in 2 years. So I haven't seen some of the stuff that they've had in there. And it's not because I've actively avoided it. I just haven't been in there. I haven't needed anything. Well, they're facing a lot of backlash. First off, they're facing backlash because they had pro-transgender movement slogans on t-shirts for kids. They came out with a pride collection. I'm just trying to figure out why we're insisting that our children's clothing promote how people have sex. Because that's what it comes down to. That's what it is. So it had, for instance, there was a parent who went, and then there were Gays Against Groomers, a whole account where they were going through Target and saying, what is this? And it had kids' shirts in the kids' section. Trans people will always exist, whatever that is. They have onesies, rainbow onesies. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I entirely inappropriate. They have a clothing that has the pronouns, all kinds of stuff. So they were facing backlash already for that. Because these are messages based on sexual preference. Well, now there's even more. I don't know if you've seen some of this. It's a little wild. But they've had, what is it? I'm pulling this up. Target came out with another bunch of merchandise for their Alphabet line. And they hired a brand out of the UK. This is via Twitchy. And it's apparently, some of the apparel that they have include things like, quote, Satan respects pronouns. Yeah. Tote bags that say too queer for here, trans stuff. and that this is, oh, trans, which join our gay cult, all kinds of stuff. Gays for Groomers also was posting about this. And this is the stuff. Wait, what? So, and like some devil stuff. Like it had a pin of the goat and it said Satan respects pronouns and all that on there. So apparently this is the brand that's now working with Target. This brand's working with Target. This is, what the hell is going on with Target? What is happening? Like, this is the place that sells, like, Chip and Joanna Gaines stuff, right? And the Command strips, pillows, laundry detergent. What is going on? That one aisle in Target of totally useless stuff that you want in your house because somebody on Instagram had it, right? That stuff. Why are we doing this? I'm really curious. So they have a whole other, what is, oh my gosh. See, everybody wants to be an activist and everybody, I mean, apparently Target thinks this is going to appeal to a demographic that has to constantly let you know where they stand. These people are worse than like CrossFitters where it's like, I CrossFit or people who are vegan. I'm vegan. I eat vegan. It's like now you have the group of people who constantly want to let you know where they are with their political ideology and their activism. Look at me. Here's my t-shirt. I got it at Target. Got it at Target. Look at me. Those people all the time, 24/7. This is annoying. I mean, are they, one thing I don't know in some of the stuff that I'm seeing is whether or not they're actually like selling some of this stuff, like the pins and the devil stuff. I don't know if they're selling it in the Target stores, but they are absolutely apparently working with this brand. I just think I'm going to continue not going to Target. I mean, there's nothing I need there, but the thing about the clothes and the way that they're trying to push some of this stuff into the kids section, that really did startle me. And I told you earlier, if you missed this part of the show, I was saying I was talking to a friend of mine. Her kids are younger than mine. And she was saying that she had gone in. She needed to run in a place and needed to get soccer socks, a new pair for one of her kids. And she was just shocked at some of the stuff that she saw in there. And she was taking some photos and putting some stuff up on Facebook. And it was, I mean, I was, man, a lot's changed in 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. I think I'm going to continue not going in there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.